And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
This time of year does not compel me to watch heartwarming, light, family-friendly comedies centered around a tree or a crackling fireplace. And when I went to the movie theater to watch the horror film Nosferatu, my interest was easily brimming. Nosferatu is a remake of the famous 1922 silent film directed by F.W. Murnau about the rattish vampire Count Orlok and his yearning for new blood and a new home. Nosferatu has been adapted into a handful of remakes, including a 1979 version directed by Werner Herzog, and even an animated version from 2020. So this 2024 remake is not a trailblazing original, but its visual style has such an exaggerated flair, it feels compellingly original. This visual flair comes from stunning special effects highlighting shadows, silhouettes, and sounds, all of which make the mood of spooky dread totally immersive. So many shots in this film are composed with the beauty of a Victorian Gothic painting, using natural light, textured interiors, and faces wide-eyed with fear. Even the editing works its magic with smooth tracking shots through a dusty castle or dark bedroom, subtly tricking viewers on the whereabouts of the nefarious vampire. This version of Nosferatu is clearly a triumph of cinematic technology. The acting and dialogue are a different matter. Since this film is mostly set in a small 1830s German village and a castle in the mountains of Eastern Europe, it's understandable the director and screenwriter wanting the speech to match the setting. But this early Victorian style of spoken English is cumbersome in the latter half. To create a heavy cloud of terror, much of the dialogue is written with the serious, loquacious drama of a Shakespearean tragedy. This style of dialogue works in some scenes, but it starts to get tired as the story unfolds, especially since most scenes in the latter half keep covering the same mounting anxiety for Count Orlok's deadly arrival. I thought, how many times do I need to see close-ups of the leading actress's face trembling and saying, "He's coming"? Guess what, Lily Rose Depp? We already know he's coming. Let's get on with it. Director and screenwriter Robert Eggers brings some new interpretations from the first film, making this 2024 version more sexual, more psychological, and more emotionally flamboyant. Multiple actors swing for the fences here, with plainly magnified performances made even more enormous with lots of facial close-ups. The theme of Count Orlok as a harbinger of disease and destruction is visualized very well, showing rats and dead bodies in the street. And this theme feels hauntingly relatable with the COVID years not far behind us. Too bad the ornate dialogue and unbridled acting made this film feel longer than its 2-hour and 12-minute runtime. But its visual power is so seductive, I walked out of the theater thinking Nosferatu was not great, but just okay. For Flicks at 48, I'm KCT Allen.